This is attorney David Famininio. The best way to protect ourselves from an accident is to be informed. That's why we started David's Driving Edge, to provide tips and resources to keep us all safe on the road. Go to getdavidgetpaid.com/drivingedge for more information.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, blow it out your ass. Kill this song. There's no vibes. How could there be vibes, David? This team's dead. Hi, everybody. So listen, I can't do what the other shows have done. Namely, Morning Show. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to do this nonsense, and I don't think Rico is either. Up, you know, next man up, nothing to worry about. I don't know if John was all cracked out of his mind this morning or what that was. You're effed. There's your update. I'm Jeremy Otto.
Technically, it was denial. Montgomery News hadn't been out yet.
It's Aleem McNeil done for the year. It's Carlton Davis done unless you, at a minimum, made the NFC title game. And Montgomery's done. You can seek a second opinion, do whatever he wants. Even if the guy plays, he won't be David Montgomery. That's on top of the injuries. That's on top of everything you're dealing with. You don't have any bodies left. You don't get to keep saying next man up and continuum. Because the more you do it, the more it's just tough guy talk. It's cliche. The next guy up died. You don't get to say next guy. You're playing people that should be working at Blockbuster. Now you've lost your lead dog corner. Your lead is now a rookie. You did everything last offseason, so you never had to look at Vildor again. Cutscene. Hi, it's me again. You're down every linebacker you have. You're signing street free agents. Your entire D-line. Davenport, dead. McNeil, dead. Hutch, dead. Kaminsky, dead. Peku, dead. You want me to keep going? They're all dead. You're out of gas. You're out of bodies. And if there were two guys that you couldn't lose on defense, just couldn't lose them, no circumstances, it was Carlton Davis and Aleem McNeil. And they're both gone. One for the season, and he's going to miss the start of next year. Who are we kidding? And Carlton Davis is gone, and if everything goes well, no setbacks, everything's perfect, maybe he can play in the NFC title game after having not practiced and done anything for 6 weeks. Yeah, I'm sure that'll go great. So I'm just at a point where I think what I've heard on this station all day is copium. I don't do it. It's got nothing to do with Dan Campbell. It's got nothing to do with Brad Holmes. This is as unfair as it gets, but the NFL doesn't care. This was your year. You were the best team in the league. It's been taken. It's not excuses. It's a reason.
Yeah.
I mean, Rico, your season got upended. Why? Injuries.
Yeah.
It's not an excuse.
Yeah. And here's the thing about Carlton Davis. I was talking with a friend. I didn't even think about this. Even if he comes back, Mike, with your jaws wired shut, he's going to be weak. He's going to lose weight. He won't be the same person in 6 weeks with jaws wired shut. There's
copium.
Only so many protein drinks you can have.
Bro, you know what's going on. This town, this is the other side of euphoria phase. Now people will irrationally minimize the injuries because they can't face the truth, which is it has gone from me saying we are winning the Super Bowl to now. It would be a miracle to just get there. I mean, you've got like a 10% shot. It's unsustainable. I can't ask Aaron Glenn to put a good game plan out there. He doesn't have 11 NFL football players. Straight up right here, right now, how many guys on this team are NFL football players on the defensive side of the ball? You got Brian Branch. You got Kirby Joseph. You got DJ Reader, who, by the way, Reader was awful yesterday. Yeah. Got absolutely
Arnold
bodied.
You got Arnold.
Okay, so a couple, right?
Jack Campbell, yeah.
You see where we're going now. So you guys can do whatever you like. If you're looking for someone to make you feel better, you got the wrong show. I can't do it. I'm disgusted. I feel like you got absolutely robbed because you could have sold me, hey, bad day at the office yesterday. They couldn't play man cover. Allen was splendid. Taste your own blood a little bit. Rally up. Let's go do the damn thing. But when you take Aleem McNeil out of this thing, you're taking Chris Jones. You're taking Aaron Donald. You're taking Dexter Lawrence. You're taking the linchpin to your defense. You take that player out on top of the other injuries? No. Oh, and on top of it, we're going to... Oh, and by the way, Carlton Davis now, third straight year, he'll miss at least four games.
Yeah.
And he's your lead corner.
Yeah. And that's one that I know they say he's going to be back. I don't see how he's back in playing shape.
No. It's all hopium and copium. That's yeah. all this is. That's all I've heard on the station all day. I'm not into it. I'd rather have a cathartic show, let people vent, because you should be angry. It's been taken from you, and it's not fair, but that's why winning a Super Bowl is so hard. Guys, the only player that could have got hurt yesterday that would have been worse than the two that got hurt would be Jared Goff. Like, if Goff got broken in half, that's the only player worse than losing Carlton Davis and Aleem McNeil off of a defense already missing six or seven starters.
No, you're right. I would have said Panay, but yes, Goff is, now you're in the Hendon Hooker phase. Now we're going for draft picks.
Yeah, so look, I don't know what to say. I just shoot you straight, just like in August when I told you you're winning this thing. I believed it up until this week where losing David Montgomery for the year? Are you kidding me? The heartbeat of the offense? He's what makes Gibbs effective because you can have the 1-2?
Yeah.
Losing McNeil? Losing Davis? These are all season enders.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, we're building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game, and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Guys, you get to a point. Look, 2008, this happened to my team. The Giants were ready to go back-to-back. They were the best team in football. I think they were 11-1 at the time of losing their Kareem McKenzie, their best offensive lineman, and Plax deciding a gun in sweatpants was a good idea. And you know what happened? They lost three of their next four, and they got dummied right out of the playoffs in the first round. Why? They weren't the same. It's players, not plays, right? Mm-hmm. Lose the wrong players. It's not about the quantity. It's about the quality. I feel for Aaron Glenn. Look, Ben Johnson's the one who has all the toys. Mm-hmm. Aaron Glenn's got nothing right now. If anything, I find what Aaron Glenn is able to do more impressive. Mm-hmm. So if you want to call in, you can go whatever way you want with this. What is your faith this team's going to deliver on the promise of a Super Bowl? Mine is down to under 10%. And it's only that high because, well, bleep happens. Things happen. Football's a weird game.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm out of belief. It's all hope now. These injuries are just brutal.
I'm only going, I would say 10%, Mike, but the only way I would go 10% is you have to have the one seed. Because if you have to play that extra playoff game, I don't think you have enough bodies to last game after game after game. And especially now, if you're playing three NFC games in the playoff, chances are you're playing some of these on the road. So now that's a whole different element, because at the beginning of the year, we're all talking about home games and this place is going to be rocking and oh my God, and the crowd and the noise level. I was there yesterday and it was amazing at the beginning of the game, just how loud that place could be. That's going to be gone. And now you're going to have to look at it and say, hey, can we make it limp our way to the finish line in the final three games, not tripping up once, and get the one seed? Because the way it's going, we'll see what's going to happen tonight with Minnesota, but Philly just looks like they like the fact that everybody's focused on Detroit and nobody's talking about them, and they just keep winning. That's okay. We'll be here in the end, and everything has to come through Philly. You got to see what Minnesota's going to do. Is that final game against Minnesota for the division where the winner gets to play at home and the loser's the five seed and you're on the road for the entire playoff? So, yeah, the chances of them getting to the Super Bowl, I don't feel it would be disingenuous to say, yeah, because Aaron Glenn, there's only so many times you can just keep blitzing with the people you pick up off the street. The talent just keeps decreasing and decreasing that teams are just going to start picking you apart. That was Josh Allen, but that was Buffalo out there. It wasn't all pro receivers torturing you. It was just some guys, but these weren't like, you know, that's not A.J. Brown out there. That's not Devontae Smith out there. So,
Aleem McNeil, Aiden Hutchinson, Marcus Davenport, Derek Barnes, Alex Anzalone, John Kaminsky, Jalen Reeves-Maybin, Melifonwu, Rake Straw, Rodrigo, Mosley, Carlton Davis, Kyle Pecco, Mekhi Wingo. Oh, and the DB who died yesterday, the backup.
Khalil Dorsey.
That's who are all gone, and they're all on defense. So you want to call up and say you're not worried? God bless. Do whatever you like. You're not living in reality. And that's fine, because it's easier than facing the pain of knowing that, yeah, likely you had the rug pulled out from under you. The football gods effed our season. But no, I think the most dishonest thing I could do today is go on the air and tell you it's going to be fine. I can't do that. I mean, can you get there? Is it possible? Sure. Anything is possible. But you are down to, you're as decimated on defense as I have ever seen an NFL football team entering the playoffs. I've just never seen this, ever. So it's possible. But no, now it's hope. Yeah. Now I'm going to go to hope phase with you guys. I hope they can do this. But the expectation and me being all brash about it, it's done.
No. The best thing that happened to this team with the injuries is that it at least happened in week 14, which allowed you to win games, but still set you up. If this happened earlier in the year, you'd be struggling to make the playoffs. But you won enough games. You have enough equity in the books. You'll be in the playoffs. You've clinched the spot. It's just, where are you going to go?
248-539-9797. We start a therapy Monday. Montgomery out for the year. Aleem McNeil out for the year. Carlton Davis could be out for the year unless you make it to the NFC title game. And even then, I'm with Rico. I temper my expectations. Three more devastating injuries. You do what you want with it.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.